shir should be a special schus. Rabbi Menorah Maras Yishayichli Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Mishmor Maras Chana Bas Gonos Hatachanos of Meir Zev Schus Moshita Ben Peshadina Hainis Shlita and the schus Ryan Sober Moshe Mordechai Feit Shlita and the schus Rabbi Eitan Feldman Shlita and Mishum Yam Tishna Rachaleya Stein Shlita and Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Esther Jasmine Shlita Rabbi Yosef Ezra Ben Esther Jasmine Shlita Baruch Abba Tzlacha Chol Maase Yedeyem. And we're going to be conveying some Torah from Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Maran Avraham Hurton Zatzal. But you read this Yaakov the Mitzrayim, it says Yisa Yisrael traveled etc. Vayizbach Zvochim Le'eloke Aviv Yitzchak, and he sacrificed Karbonus to the God of his father Isaac. Don't be afraid of going down to Mitzrayim. I'm going to go down with you. I'm going to go up with you. And Yosef is going to place his hands on your eyes. Rashi says, a person's chayiv to honor his father more than he's chayiv to honor his grandfather. And therefore the pasuk says, the God of his father Yitzchak and not Avram. So the question is, we don't always find this. We find in the bracha of Yitzchak to the sons of Yosef, Elokim asher aslechu avasai lefanav Avram b'Yitzchak. So here he's makdim Avraham to Yitzchak. So it must be that the being told that b'chvod aviv more than quote sabo is connected to the framework in the background of when a statement is being made. So when Yaakov is going down to Mitzrayim, there's an inyan dafka of keep it off. Because you see that in the bracha to Bnei Yosef, he does mention his grandfather first. So what's this kesher? What's unique about the Yeridus Yaakov of the Mitzrayim that dafka at this time he mentions Aviv Yitzchak and doesn't mention the pasuk mentions Aviv Yitzchak and it doesn't mention Avram? So you see that Kavod Aviv is greater than Kavod Sabo, even though elsewhere we see Kavod Sabo is greater. But in this context, Kavod Aviv is greater, therefore the pasuk only mentions Aviv Yitzchak, and we want to understand why. Golus and Geula characterize the events that shape the Jewish people. And we don't find this by the Goyim, that they're rooted in a land, they're evicted from the land, they come back to the land, they're evicted again from the land, they come back to the land. Something very Jewish about that. Only we find this by Am Yisrael. In the Mishnah, it says when the Kohen Gadol was Misvad Yom Kippur, he used to say, Ana Bashem, his voice was heard in Yericho. And this Mishnah is a Yisod for the Mahalach of Knesset Yisrael in the world. In Motzi Shabbos, they were mitaken in Avdolah that Avdolah should be said gam betfilah v'gam bekos. The nesach Avdolah betfilah v'tavdel bein kodesh l'chol. And we conclude with the bracha v'chel amen amirim v'gazlenu v'shalom chasuchim mikol chet. What's the meaning of this bakosha in the nesach of Avdolah that we should be free from sin? So bishlema v'tavdel bein kodesh l'chol, we get it, it's Avdolah. But with this bakosha by Yerushamayim, how did that get into Avdolah? It's interesting, we don't ask that when it comes to Avdolah al-Kos. Only Avdolah b'tefillah, we say, oh, we should be free of sin. So where do you see, why Dafka and Avdolah, do we put it in, and why Dafka Avdolah b'tefillah, not Avdolah al-Kos? V'etzich doreden achidish in yisoid fin Avdolah. So we have to speak about achidish in the yisoid of Avdolah. And this yisoid is the opposite of what's normally understood when it comes to Avdolah. And the proof of this chiddush is from the lashon of the Gemara. They ask, why were they attacking by Avdolah Mavdil ben Kol Shelcho ben Arlo Choshech ben Yisrael Amim, and not other Avdolahs, like Kohen Milevi? And the answer is that three Avdolahs are enough. What are these three Avdolahs? Mavdin Kosh Lachol, Bein Or Lachoshech, Bein Yisrael Amin, Those three havdalos are enough. You don't need more. Aye, but there are four. Because we also say b'yom ha'shvi'i l'shus me'amaseh. So the Gemara answers that this havdalah was only nichlas, so it should be me'ena chasima. B'yom ha'shvi'i l'shus me'amaseh b'chol shem avdu b'kodesh l'chol. So that's Me'ena chasima. It's like the closing of the bracha. So we see from this Gemara the opposite of what we normally would think. We understand the Ikar Avdalah is between Yom HaShvi'i L'Shesh Semei HaMaseh from Shabbos to the other days. For the Gemara it's Mashma, no. The Ikar Avdalah is the other three. Kodesh L'Chol, Or L'Choshech, Yisrael Amim. And the only reason we put in the last one of Yom HaShvi'i L'Shesh Semei HaMaseh should be Me'ena Chasima. So that's not the Ikar Avdalah. So you see from here that the Yisod Avdalah on Motzei Shabbos is not like people would normally assume. So what then is the Inyan of Avdalah? The Ramban says the Yisod that after Machatz Makasu Shalolam, after sin of Adam Rishon, there was a change in the world. Before the sin, the Ra was outside, like a barking dog, and the good was inside. After the sin, the evil penetrated inside man. Eitz Hadas, Das is Miloshon Chibor, it's Mechaber Bein Tov L'Ra. And for this was Mishtalshel that even on the greatest tzaddik, it says Ein Tzaddik Baretz Shayasa Tov Lo Yechta. Even the greatest tzaddik does averus. Ulehefech, Afal Arasha Gadol Ne'emar Yan Nimtza Bo Dover Tov. Malachim, Aleph, Perek, Yedalet, Pasuk, Yud, Gimel. Even a Rosh has something good. And even a Tzaddik has something bad. We have this Tarovus of Ran Tov. There's no Tzaddik without a Chet, and there's no Rosh without good. And this is the way it is with every human being. And with every Maisa. With every Maisa, there's always an Akuda of Ra. There's always going to be something about selfish, something egotistical. It's hard to get 100% rein, 100% pure. And also lehefech, in every maaser ra, there's often something good in there, some good intention, something deep. Like we find in Yeshalav Malach Melitz Echad Mini Elef, just one, like it says in the book of Job in chapter 33, verse 23. One good malach among 1,000. So if there are 999 chalakim of ra, there's one chalak of tov, and the malach can find that. How does that come from the primordial sin? Because the whole, everything we find, this mixture, is because of the mixture of tov and ra. Chaim u'mavis, we have in our bodies life and death. In the universe, we have a level of baal chai, where there's like vitality, and then there's domain without vitality. Originally, man was just chiyus without any other koch. And afterwards, man also has domain, afarata velafar tashuv. You can also recognize the domain in man. We're not just pure goodness, pure life. We're a mizug, we're a mixture of chiyus, of life, of vitality, and domain. Domain is like a rock. Inanimate. And it doesn't mean that he has a Xeris Misa, that after he lives he's going to die. Even when he's alive, it's a mixture. The Rechem, man is born in a womb, it's called a Kever. Already at the beginning, he already starts his life in a place of death. The first 9 months are in a Kever. That's what Chazal call Rechem a Kever. Because a person is a tarovus of kochos of life and death. Eitz hadas tov v'ra, that's a tarovus b'maisa achet, a mixture in the act of sin. Chiyus v'domeim is a tarovus al-yedei ha'onesh, is a mixture through sin, through punishment. our life and death. With the sweat of your brow you should eat bread. Zeh is the psolus that comes out of a person. So now he can't do anything, can't achieve anything without a tarovus of psolus. There has to be some sort of process of psolus. Something impure. Something that's not necessary. There's always going to be thorns and thistles. Together with the grain is going to be a thorn. And that's the world we live in, sweet friends. Good and bad, light and darkness, life and death, all mixed in together. And now we get to the unique purpose, essence of Knesset Yisrael, to restore the world to a situation that preceded that Maisa. To mevatel lekoach ha-tarovas that was placed in the world and to man. And the bitul koach ha-tarovas is called Havdalah. We have to separate. Machatz makasur shel olam, the sin of Adam, which brought death, is a mixture of evil. To fix this, we make Havdalah. That's the whole metzius of Havdalah, fixing the ra. So now, Havdalah motzi Shabbos doesn't mean that there's Shabbos and therefore you have to do a mais of Havdalah. No. Havdalah is a purpose in and of itself. And it's not b'derech memeila v'totzah, it's not just an automatic, it's not an outcome. But our job in this world is to make Havdalahs. Ubemis, there's no makom for Seder Havdalah mishabbos l'chol. When Shabbos passed away, goes away, Shabbos goes away. You can't compare it to Kiddush when Shabbos comes in. Kiddush is to be mamshich kedusha, like being makdish chayfetz shel chulin. Even though Shabbos is kadosh in and of itself, you're mamshich more kedusha. Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos is not a ma'isa ma'avda b'yom shvili yom rishon ba'acharav. When Shabbos passes, it passes. You don't have to separate. Shabbos comes in, you have to be mekadesh. When Shabbos goes away, it went away. What do you have to do? So the inyan Havdalah is that Yetzias Tzadik Osa Roshem. Kedusha doesn't pass away without it leaving traces. When Tumah leaves, it's gone. When Kedusha leaves, it leaves a trace, Mida Tova Meruba. And here we get to the Chiddush B'Yisod Havdalah B'Motzei Shabbos. Havdalah is Mechuvin Klapei those Kochos HaKedusha that remain after Shabbos passes away. And we want to separate them from the Tarovas Imachol. We're not separating from Shabbos, we're separating from the Kochos that remain of Shabbos. Havdalah, we want to place the Kochos that remain from Shabbos separate from the secular Kochos, from the weekday Kochos. And that's what we see in the Gemara. Shalosh Havdalos, Kodesh Lechol, or Lechoshech Yisrael Amim. And the Iker is not Havdalos Yom HaShviya Ben Shesh Tamei HaMasa. That was just put there according to the Gemara, because it's Me'ein HaChasima. So it connects to the ending, but that's not the Iker Havdalah. The Iker Havdalah is the Shalosh Havdalos. And the point is, again, to take what's holy, what remains of holiness, and keep it separate from what's unholy, from what's secular. And every Maisa Havdalah that Knesset Yisrael does is a step returning backwards before the sin, before their mixture came into the world. And every such step is one step in the right direction of uprooting that sin and that mixture of good and evil. And now we understand the Bakash of Yerushimayim at the end of Havdalah. There's a special Lashon, different than other Lashon. Yachel Levavenu. Different. We say, Menukim Mikol Avon. In other words, separate from sin. It's not only a Bakasha, not to sin, but we should be separate from sin. We should be separate from the Tarovas. And this Bakasha really belongs in Havdalah. Rabbi only made Pesachim Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, Ben Kodesh Lechol, that was it. We want to separate between us in sin. There should be no tarovus of sin. Not only that we shouldn't sin, but there should be no more mixture of us and sin. About Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's two psukim. One is Brispe and Apsarim. That's one section. And also we have Anisel Akim Lavola Kachas Lagoy Mikarev Goy, Devarim 4:34. First, we talk about the Gzeir of the Shibud, that's the Brispe and Apsarim, and the Yeshua from the Shibud. And afterwards, we're going to go out with great wealth. And the second, there's no Zecher for the Shibud of Mitzrayim or Yeshua. All of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Pelashabo is said in a Lashon of Sha'amna Liyam Rishonim, Oni Salakim Lavoy Lakachas Lagoy Mikarev Goy. Kilo Bedilu Galkava Inui Va Yeshua. She'efsha Lagoy Mikarev Goy Beli Inui Va Shibud. Did you ever see in a God who took one nation from another? So we don't talk about the Inui, we don't talk about the Yeshua. Could be Goy Mikarev Goyz without Inui and Shibud. So it's not chalila to forget that there's also Inu and Shibud. So these two psukim, these two sections are mashlim each other. Ger Yezaracha is part of the content of Goy Mikarev Goy, but self, the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim is formulated there in a lashon of Hotzas Goy Mikarev Goy. And these words are the Hagdara, the definition, and the parish of Shibud Mitzrayim. Chazal Darshan Kerev Miloshan Kirbayim, Bnei Yisrael were submerged like a child in its mother's womb, like a fetus in a mother's womb. And the Yetzias Mitzrayim is a maisa of Hotzah Miyerechayim. What does this mean? Bnei Yisrael were submerged in Mitzrayim. There's no Mitzias of Tarovus like an Uber of Yerechima. Whatever the mother eats, the babe, the fetus eats. Whatever the mother drinks, the fetus drinks. The Jewish people were mamish bekerev Mitzrayim. The Hotzam in Mitzrayim was a mice of Havdalah mitocha tarovus. That's the sod, the secret of the Mitzias of Knesset Yisrael. A Mitzias that strives for Havdalah. And the bittul of tarovus that's caused b'gzeres machatz makosu shel olam. We want to be mevatel this tarovus because of the original primordial sin. And therefore, apropos to the Mitzias of Knesset Yisrael, we were born with a Maisa Havdalah. We have the highest level of Tarovus and the highest level of Havdalah. There's no Tarovus like Uber Bimeimo, and that's what we were in Mitzrayim. There's no nation that was so mixed in with another nation like the Jews in Mitzrayim. There's no Tzir in the world of Blius Am Besoch Am, Acher Dugmas Kirbayim. You have this grand Havdalah, this tremendous revolution, that God takes one nation from another, not just save us from its sorrow, but to make this Havdalah, grand Havdalah. And it doesn't talk about the sin here, it doesn't talk about Yisurim, it talks about the separation. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is the zenith of the separation. And therefore, there's an emphasis here that immediately with the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says, V'gam Erev Rav Alayitam. Nacham Ala Tarovis. Nacham Ala Tarovis. V'gam Erev Rav Alayitam. Ot Pam Tarovit. Erev Rav mixed in with them. But when in Mitzrayim, we were Mamish Guf Echot. Here the Taroves is not mixed in with Mitzrayim, but there's a mixture within Bnei Yisrael. But the problem is that the opposite of everything we want to do when we leave. When we leave, we want to make this super Havdalah, Spitz Havdalah. We want a Spitz, a super duper Havdalah. And then we get the Erev Rav that sort of messed things up. And all 40 years, the Erev Rav went along with us. And whenever we wanted to be mavdil ourselves from Mitzrayim, they brought us back to Mitzrayim. They brought the Maisa Mitzrayim with them. Cheda Egel and the like. So we passed the Yarden, and then there's no more Erev Rav. And then there's a new Tzura of Taroves. Vayis'arvu b'goyim vayilmudu mimaseyim. Now we mix in with the Goyim. Another time. But you can't compare that to we're submerged, swallowed up in a foreign body. But you can't compare that to what happened with Mitzrayim. Sof Mitzrayim yatzanu lecheiros olam. V'shuv yifshar bliya b'midah kazo sheita b'Mitzrayim. Aval af pi kansam be'eretz Yisrael netchadesh od pa'am malach shel tarovet b'toch guf zar. See, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, we have this, it's not the same like it was in Mitzrayim, there's also a mixture. And we shouldn't understand that the Ikar Chomer Vaisarv Goyim Valumim Naseim is that they were mushba, they were influenced by the Maisim of the Goya Aretz, like a bad friend. It's also true. But the Ikar point here is that the Mitzias of Vayisarvu and Alibnim Naseim is only a totzah, it's only an outcome of this matzav. The limud is a symptom of that matzav. But the ikar is the vayisarvu, that we were mixed in. That's the tzara. So the pagamim and that of Dalam Yitzis Mitzrayim are in two mahalchim. There's the Erev Rav, Aleph, and then there's the vayisarvu begoyim vayilmadu mimaaseihem. The Erev Rav is the mixture, and then that's when we left Mitzrayim, and that's in the Midbar, and then we came to Eretz Yisrael, we learned from the Goyim. So unfortunately we never really rid ourselves of impure mixtures. Now the Kapar of Yom Kippur Yom Slicha Mechil L'chol Adaros was on the Cheda Egel, which was done through Taroves Kishiches Amcha V'loy Ami the Erev Rav Chazal say. And then we came to the other, all the other problems. It says Ein L'cha Peronis Shem Bo Peronis HaEgel. The tikkun for this chait and the ikar slich of Yom Kippur is on the tarovis. That's what we're trying to fix. And we try to come back to the Abdel v'nichzach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael. Forgive adas Yisrael. We want to separate ourselves from the ra, from the tarovis, from this evil mixture. It all starts with the egel, kishichais amcha. And all peronis comes from the egel, like Chazal tells. All troubles start there. Koach of the Erev Rav is until Yericho. That's where they got to when they passed over the Yarden. V'zeh perish b'loshen haMishnah shetzakas haKohen Gadol b'vidu Yom Kippur nishma ad Yericho, because his tzaka, the tzaka of the Kohen Gadol, is heard till Yericho, because it's tzaka, tzaka of Tarovis. Al haShorish b'Egel v'al haStafus me'Eminu. But after the Erev Rav, now there's a new suk. There's Vayisarvu v'Goyim, and that's nishma kol ad Yericho. That is tzakos, is the kapara. Includes not only the Tarovis of the Erev Rav, but even the Vayisarvu of Eretz Yisrael, Nishmakolo Ad Yericho. In other words, in Yericho, that's where we came over. So there's no more Erev Rav. So it includes the Erev Rav, which was until now. And now that we're in Eretz Yisrael, now there's the new Vayisarvu that's starting here in Yericho. Vayisarvu will be going to the Maaseim, learning from them. But the Ikar is being mixed in with them. So that's what the Tzaka was until Yericho, that we want to, he's crying out, God forgive us. We want to separate from the Ra, whether it's the Ra of the Erev Rav that was until now, or the Ra that's starting now, that mixing in with the Goyim Vayilma Duma Maaseim. And then Maisav Hoitzamim Mitzrayim Shal Atzos Goy Mikar of Goy. Hamora Pel Shal Shana Elam Misham Holoch Vinimshach Besaros Pel Shal Haaretz Sinai. Hashem Am Kol Elokim Midar Bisaycha Eish Kashish Shematal Vayechi. Hanashish Kan Hemshech Yashir. This is direct Hemshech. Has the nation heard the voice of God speaking from the fire like you heard and lived? So the Havdalah of Goy Mikar of Goy was completed in Paska Zohamasim at Har Sinai, that we no longer have the Tumah of the Chet Adam Arishon. In other words, the Tarovis, the evil mixture, has been taken out of the goof of Knesset Yisrael. There's still Zohama, but not in our goof. And that's the Mahalach of Knesset Yisrael, from Goy Mikar of Goy Ad Machatz Divani Erpa, from nation taking out one nation from another, the separation from Mitzrayim. And then there's Machatz Divani Erpa, which is in Dvarim 32:39, that I smote and I will heal. That's the ultimate goal. And we hear the echoes of this in the first pasuk that was said to Yaakov, and the Yeridim of Mitzrayim, and being taken out from Mitzrayim. Yiridus Yaakov of Mitzrayim was the beginning of the creation of the mixture in Mitzrayim. Goy mi kerev goy. And therefore, Al Tira, don't be afraid, God says to Jacob. And within this encouragement, and Avtacha of Elcha Gamalo, in other words, Otas si havdala atidala tzit, eventually there's going to be a separation. From this Yeridin Mitzrayim, it says, V'yosef yoshes yado alinecha. What is this? What's this being used as a chizuk for Yaakov? What is he worried about? That Yosef won't take care of his, won't place his hand in his eyes? Yosef won't take care of him? So we can understand that B'shas Yerida, he's going now into this mixture, he's promising him Yosef. Yosef's midah was separation. Right, that was the whole Maisa with Ishes Potiphar. That was Yosef's specialty. Separation from the goy. So he's promising him here the ultimate Havdalah. Don't worry about it. I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to take Yosef Yoshes Yado Aleinecha. Yosef's going to take care of things. You're still going to be separate. The Rashbam says, Alin Yanecha Vitzrachecha, he's going to take care of your matters, your needs, Yishtadel La'asosam. The Ibn Ezra B'moscha, he's going to take you out of Mitzrayim. You don't have to worry. He's going to take care of you when you're alive and when you're dead. So Yosef is going to be, and that's what the Minig HaKadmonim was, that the Ben or the Karov closes the eyes of the mace. That's what it means. You're going to put your hand on your eyes. So Anochi, I'm going to take you out. There's going to be no tarobas. I'm going to separate you. And Yosef's going to put your hand and his hand on your eyes. Yosef's going to take care of things, even when you're dead. Yosef's going to be on top of things, because Yosef is the separator. So now we understand that the Oysa Shah, that we started the shir, that Yaakov was makriv a karban leloke aviv Yitzchak to the God of his father Isaac, the Havdalah is mimitas hadin. Koach hamavchin laomek, ולכך כשבוקעים אורות ההבדלה, מביא קורבן במידת יצחק, מידת הדין, פחד יצחק. ואז נאמר לו, אנוכי אלוקי אביך. והלו, שם הוא דיבורי הקדוש ברוך, הלו שם הוא דיבורי הקדוש ברוך הוא אליו, ואין אותו בחשבון של כבוד אביו לבד, אלא ששם מופיע במידת אביך, המתאים להבטחה לתוכן הדיבורים באותה שעה. הבדלה מידת הדין, ולפי זה אין מקום לשאלה מפסוק. מבייחי שמקדים אברהם ליצחק בני שדווקא בכאן קובע עניין הבלטת שמו של יצחק במיוחד קורבן אלוקי יצחק אביו יצחק. Because here we're dealing with the midah of Yitzchak. What's the midah of Yitzchak? Din. Din is this Havdalah. That's what you do when you din. You die. There's enough. These two can't be mixed. Chesed is together. I love you. Din is separation. That's why now, when he's bringing a carbon to the God of his father Isaac, so now there's going to be that promise of din, that I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim, there's going to be a separation. That has nothing to do with the pasuk in Vayichi. You want to be mechabed Saba, be mechabed Saba. But here's the time dafka to be mechabed Abba, more than Saba, because it's Yitzchak's midah, midas hadin. And now we understand from all of this, mamish, one line of the Haggadah, which is Bokeh Rekiyim. It's mamish, Noira Pilei Plos, how this is the whole Haggadah. I mean, I don't want to say it's the whole Haggadah, because every part of that Haggadah is critical, but or almost all the parts are critical. I don't want to say every part, maybe some of the piyutim aren't the ikar of the Haggadah, but the certainly every word we say in the Haggadah is special and important. But when we say V'shayu b'nei Yisrael mitzuyanim sham, that we were separate, it's not a malat stadit. That's the whole inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim, mitzuyanim sham, that we should be separate. And that's our avodah, sweet friends. So it's a sham. We should be zeicha to live this havdalah and fix the tarovitz, fix machatz makos v'shalolam, and see the coming of a world that's kulo tov. Thank you so much for listening, sweet friends, and Ritz Hashem. Believe now there's a lot more to come. God should give us life and health. Ritz Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.